We turn now to a little tidbit of Nevada politics. It seems that the Democratic nominee for governor has left the country. Last week came news that Robert Goodman has left for the Philippines, evidently assuming that he cannot win against Governor Brian Sandoval in the general election. So what happens now, and how will this affect Democrats in Nevada's November election? Joining us to discuss these questions is Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist Steve Sebelius. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
The Democrats put up no serious nominee to Governor Sandoval, and none of these candidates actually topped the poll. That left Robert Goodman as the winner. So for the many of us who don't know, tell us who Robert Goodman is.
Yeah, Robert Goodman is a guy who was the economic development director back in the days of Mike O'Callaghan. He worked for Governor O'Callaghan, trying to get businesses to relocate to Nevada. In more recent days, he has gone to China and Hong Kong and places like that on trade missions, again, trying to drum up business in China for Nevada companies. He's not doing it for the state. He's doing it for private clients. But my understanding is that his status as now the Democratic nominee, prior to that the candidate, granted him some level of respect in China that he probably otherwise would not have had. So it surprised me in the least to hear that he may want to give that up. I'm quite surprised to hear that.
We should point out, by the way, he is no relation to the first family of Las Vegas mayoral politics, right?
That's right, yes. He is relation to Oscar Goodman.
Okay, so it seems that Robert Goodman has gone overseas. Seems like he's ready to resign the nomination. Is that possible?
Well, it is possible for him to say, look, I decided I don't want to run, but it's not possible for one of the other people who ran to substitute for him on the ballot. This isn't, you know, like a bowling league where, you know, if you've hurt your wrist, then I can sub in for you. This is quite a different thing. And so I think some of these other candidates, and some of whom I'm given to understand are requesting recounts, because obviously the losing to none of these candidates is quite an ego blow. I mean,
yeah,
I would probably not show my face anywhere in town if that happened to me.
So what impact is this going to have on Democrats?
Not really any, because I think we've seen since the close of filing, we knew that the Democrats didn't find a top-tier candidate to run. They found this kind of bevy of Star Wars, Mos Eisley Cantina bar characters to populate the ballot. And there wasn't going to be a real Democratic candidate. That has not changed. The real winner of that primary, none of these candidates, who hasn't left the state, he's still here, is the actual winner of that nominating contest. And so Brian Sandoval, who drew 90% of the vote in his Republican primary, has the potential to put some real numbers on the board. He could get 80%, 90% maybe in the general, because the Democrats really just don't have anybody to vote for other than Sandoval, or to skip the race, or again, to select none of these candidates.
So does this whole fiasco cost Democrats, or does it simply give, say, Lucy Flores a clear run at something like lieutenant governor?
Lucy Flores, for all intents and purposes, Lucy Flores is the top of the ticket. There's no question about that. So she has that mantle on top of her. Now, if there was a strong Democratic candidate, I think that would have helped her. But now it just puts more pressure on her to go out there, get those votes, get that visibility, and run as the top of the Democratic ticket. That's basically the number one person the Democrats have to go to the polls to turn out for on Election Day.
So when it comes to the gubernatorial race, why were Democrats unable to do any better than this?
It's not for lack of trying. My colleague at the Review-Journal, Laura Myers, did a story this weekend in which she detailed all of the candidates that Democrats tried to induce to run in this race. None of them were willing to challenge Brian Sandoval, and I think you saw why in the poll that was taken, if you will, on election day, primary election day, when he got 90%. He's an incredibly popular governor. There's no issue that seems to stick to him, even when he's implicated thoroughly in the issue. For example, the Xerox healthcare exchange disaster. That was something that the governor was intimately involved in, and yet that does not hurt him with voters. So the Democrats really just looked at this race and said there's no way to beat him, and I think they may have been right.
Steve Sebelius writes on politics for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Steve, thanks again for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.